Well, we were due to, I even says up there at Psalm 116 today. I'm going to disappoint those of you who are looking forward to Psalm 116 today. During the course of the morning, the Lord has changed my mind. I'm never quite sure how that goes, whether I was wrong in the first place or whether it's just wrong now. But anyway, we're going to do something a bit different. The point of Psalm 116, which I will just summarise in 1 minute, was that there's a verse in it which talks about the writers wanting to fulfil their vows. It's about wanting to fulfil promises. And we've witnessed promises being made today by Alex and Ashley on behalf of Charlotte. We've seen where promises made to God, covenant promises, will take us as we send out the Hodges family today as well. So there was a lot more to say about Psalm 116, but you had to come another time. So we're going to go back to Mark chapter 10, which Joey read some of for us a little earlier. And I invite you to go back to Mark chapter 10 and verse 13, if you have Bibles open. So Mark's Gospel chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and bless them. And that's the word of the Lord for us today. That's the words of Jesus. The good news about Jesus is summed up for us with the invitation to receive the kingdom of God as a child. That's one of the standard texts for dedications, and you've heard it used in dedications, those of you who do church, a lot. But Jesus' teaching in this passage is not for children. Jesus' teaching in this passage is for disciples. There's a whole bunch of people in this short story who are involved in this. There are people bringing children. There are the children themselves. And there are the disciples. And it's the disciples that get in the way. And as I was looking at that this morning, as we're just preparing my own heart and mind for worship this morning, and that just jumped out off the page for me today, to the extent that that's what I want to share. That's the message I want us to hear this morning. The Psalm 116 message can wait for another time. This is what I want us to hear. The disciples were the ones who got in the way. Now, let's be kind to disciples who stuff up from time to time, because I don't know about you, but I'm one of them. The disciples were not anti-child. They had families of their own. Some of them, they knew about family life. The disciples are not sort of saying, well, Jesus isn't interested in children. The disciples aren't saying that. They just have a moment where their priorities get a bit skewed. There's been a lot going on. Jesus has been doing a lot of teaching. There's been a lot of traveling. There's been a lot happening. Jesus is tired. They want to serve Jesus by giving him a break. And I want to suggest this morning that when disciples make those sorts of mistakes, it's often well-intentioned. And in that moment, they see Jesus needing a rest, and they don't see the needs that people are bringing to him. They don't see the significance. They live in a culture where children don't have any significance. So if in some sense it's easier for us than it would be for them. They live in a culture where children would not be seen, never mind heard. Kept quiet, kept out of the way. And certainly for a respected Jewish teacher, a rabbi, to engage with children publicly would be quite an unusual thing. There's a sense in which the disciples are wanting to preserve the way things should be done. They want to keep things as they should be. Our culture, they would say, says that rabbis don't deal with children. That's what parents do. And Jesus turns that whole cultural expectation upside down. Well-meaning disciples who think they know how things should be done are getting in the way of children meeting Jesus, and he wants to meet them, and he wants to bless them, and he wants to bless those families, and he wants them to discover, he wants them to be the means by which other people will learn the lesson that you receive the kingdom of God, you participate in a life with Jesus, you have the kind of faith a child demonstrates, unreserved trust and confidence. Not holding on to things that are unimportant. Just being content in the parents' arms. Do you have those moments in prayer where you've run out of words and you just have to stop and rest and just be content to be in the Master's hands? Disciples need those moments too. See, this isn't a teaching for children. It's a teaching for disciples. And disciples who can get in the way. Disciples who can get in the way because they think they know how things should be done. This is how we do things around here. As part of dedicating Charlotte this morning, we all participate in that. We don't observe these things. We don't spectate. We participate in these things because we have a part to play. As a church family, we have a part to play in making sure that we're never the kind of disciples that even well-meaning, in a well-meaning way, we're never the kind of disciples that get in the way of her and other children encountering what Jesus is like. And we wouldn't want to be that, would we? We would never want to be the kind of disciples that got in the way of someone else encountering Jesus. But it's not just about the children. It's about anyone that we bring who has a desire to seek something different, a different kind of approach to life, a different meaning to life. And sometimes, even though we mean so well, we can be clumsy with our thinking, with our actions, with our words. People that we just encounter, people that come and go, people that sometimes we feel sometimes just use this place as a feeding station or a welfare house. There's a reason people come here, and it's not always just about the next food bag or the next welfare card. And our desire is and has to be, and there's been a lot of conversation about that around here in the last few weeks, and there will be more. Our desire has to be that first and foremost, it is about people encountering life with Jesus. And it has to be about that, otherwise we're just another provider of stuff. First and foremost, people encountering Jesus. And if we want to be that kind of faith community, then we've got to learn to be disciples who don't get in the way. Even when we mean well, even when we think we know how things should be, sometimes we just have to stand back and realize that the Lord Jesus knows better. I'm not going to say very much more than that. The challenge to me personally today is not to be the kind of disciple that gets in the way of someone encountering Jesus. And I want to offer you that challenge as well. We make our promises to God, and it's Him who helps us to keep them. He's the one who helps us to keep the consecrated moments, the consecrated promises, those moments where we offer everything back. We are recipients of His grace, His undeserved kindness. And you and I are invited to receive the kingdom, all the riches of His kingdom, all the possibilities, all the potential that is placed within us, realize and turn back for His glory. We can be that. And we can be that for someone else, provided that we are also focused on Him and doing things the way He wants them done. So my dedication today, as we participated in Charlotte's, is I want to be the kind of disciple that helps and doesn't hinder. And I invite you to share with me in that dedication of us this morning.